felt so bad.
RJ Hampshire, Montreal. Man, you almost ran over, or you did hit Phil. Might have killed him.
Yeah, I felt terrible.
Nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, no, I didn't even want to ride after that, though. I don't know if you watched me. I went around all the rhythms. And then I seen the white flags. So I was like, ah, man, I guess I can finish. But, yeah, no, that was it, bummer. Honestly. Go ahead.
First main event where there's some words exchanged with Hanny there?
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I'm a huge fan of Hanson. And then I guess he's awesome. He's actually, he talks to me quite a bit. I was pumped. Like, he followed me on Instagram not that long ago. That stuff's pretty cool, man. Have someone like him.
And he went out and hit your front tire.
Yeah, exactly. We were all cool and everything, and then he comes out and he said he missed a break and got me pretty good.
All right.
Yeah, no, that was fine. And then here's Phil.
Look, he's coming to fight you right now.
There's Phil. He really had. He was in the air. He couldn't do anything about it. Phil.
He does not look happy. No. Dude,
you really hit him.
Hey, it felt like suspension. I hit him and it.
Oh yeah,
it soaked it up. I almost saved it. But dude, honestly, so first practice out, first lap of the whole night.
Yeah. I was getting to this. You had a rough day.
Yeah, bike cut out on me. Full endo, scorpion into the face, triple. Back's killing me.
I didn't see this, but I talked to somebody who did, and they said it was ugly.
Yeah, and it was first lap too. So, and I was right behind Amar, just kind of cruising behind him. It went on, tried to get off. Everything just died. Front wheel went down, full front flip. And was kind of iffy on even racing after that. I was like, oh, man, I don't really want to do much. And then we got the bike running decent. Then I went out for, like you said, the main event. And I cleaned up by Hanson.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, but second one was pretty good. Second one, I got a good start and just kind of rode. But, hey, glad to leave Montreal in one piece. I mean, I'm sore, but much, much worse. Could have been much worse.
Tricky track, soft, ruddy, like that kind of stuff. A little tougher than a normal off-season Supercross.
Yeah, honestly, if you watched me, I was pretty sketchy out there.
Yeah.
So I wish I had a 250 because this is my first time on a 450 since Bercy last year, and that wasn't even good. So, like, I don't have one of these back home. So, I mean, I was kind of bummed on racing that. I wish I would have known Alex was racing 250 earlier, or so I would have brought mine. I would have drove up just to race my 250. But, hey, it was fun. We're leaving here in one piece. 450 hasn't been good to me, but we'll change that around.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.